Father in heaven, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们在天上的父，我们奉主耶稣基督的名来。
And Father, we're thankful for each person who could join us today.
所以父啊，我们感谢每一个人今天能加入我们。
And we do pray for Harold and Norma that you would encourage them and help them today.
所以我们也为诺玛和哈尔的祷告，求您呢，鼓励他们，帮助他们。
We pray that our time and our study together today will be profitable for each one.
我们祷告，我们在今天在一起的时候，在一起学习的时候，可以给大家都带来益处。
We're thankful that Roy could help us today in translation.
我们也非常感恩若雨今天能够帮助我们翻译。
And we ask you by your Holy Spirit to be our teacher and God.
所以我们祈求您的圣灵是我们的教师和那个向导。
We pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, for our beginning study today, we're going to turn to Psalm 139. Many years ago in a Bible chapel in Ontario, I was speaking on a Sunday night.
所以很多年前呢，就是在安大略的一个教堂里，他在星期天的晚上讲道。
And I was in the building early, and so I went in and sat down on one of their pews in their building.
也就是他那天呢去的比较早，比较早了，所以他去到那里呢，他坐在那个就是他的那个建筑物的一个地方。
There was a lady, an older lady, and she was sitting on the same pew, and so I spoke to her and she spoke to me.
同样的有个那个女士，她坐在那个同样的一个地方，她跟我说话，我也跟她说话。
When I saw her, I could tell that she was physically handicapped.
You got that wrong? Okay. 当我看见她的时候呢，发现呢，她其实呢，就是说是啊，她的是一个残疾人。
One of her arms was pulled in like this, a little bit, like this.
在她其中的一个手臂呢，就是像这样，稍微弯了一点。
And I found out later, one of her legs was also deformed.
因为稍后我发现她其中的一个那个腿呢，也是残疾了。
And when I spoke to her, she was very difficult to understand because her speech was you could hardly understand her when she spoke.
当我跟她讲的时候呢，就是说是发现她讲话，她的讲话呢，就是你很难就是听清楚她说什么。Her
face was sort of pulled to like something like this.
因为他的脸呢有点歪了，像这样，这样有点。
So she said to me, do you have a favorite chapter in the Bible?
他跟我说，你在圣经里有一 偏你喜欢的篇一章节吗？
And I said, well, I realized that she was wanting me to ask her if she had a favorite chapter.
所以呢，我当时说哦，但是后来我意识到呢，就是说他想问，他想我问他，他是不是有一章喜欢的，在圣经里喜欢的章节。
And so I said, well, I do have a few favorite chapters, but I said, do you have a favorite chapter in the Bible?
所以我跟他说呢，我有几章呢在圣经里是我喜欢的，但是呢，我就跟他说，你是不是有也有没有在圣经里你喜欢的章节了？And
it was very difficult for her to speak, but she said, yes, I do. I have a favorite chapter. My favorite chapter in the Bible is Psalm
139.
And she said to me, would you like for me to say that for you? She said.
所以他跟我说呢，你愿不愿意我把那个读给你听？他这样说。
And I said, yes, I would.
我说呢，我非常愿意。
And so I opened my Bible to Psalm 139, and she started repeating. She started saying that chapter.
所以这个呢，我就把我的圣经翻到了139篇，他呢就是说是在不断的重复再去说这一篇。
As I looked at my Bible and I listened to her, every word was an effort. It was very hard for her to speak the words, but she recited all 24 verses without missing a word.
就是当我听他说的时候呢，其实呢，当时呢，他发音呢，每个字呢都要付出极大的努力。但是呢，我当他背的时候，他是把这整个一篇背下来了。尽管这样呢，他二十这一篇的24节经文，他背下来了，一字不差。
Needless to say, I watched in amazement and listened to her and became very interested in this psalm.
这个呢，我带着非常惊奇的态度呢，看着他呢，就是他这么去听他背这一章的时候呢。
I don't know if you have a favorite verse or a favorite chapter or a favorite book in the Bible or not, but have you memorized any portions of the scripture?
这个我不知道，你们大家呢有没有就是说是在圣经里有非常喜欢的一章，或者说一节，或者说一本书？那么说呢，你们有没有背下圣经的某一部分呢？
Over the years, I have memorized a few portions of the scripture.
多年来了，我已经呢。 背下了圣经里的某些部分。
I must say, to my shame, I have forgotten most of them now.
所以呢，我感到比较羞愧，所以呢，我必须说呢，大多数呢，我都忘得差不多了。But
you're all very young, and you have good minds, and so I encourage you to memorize portions of the scripture.
所以你们大家呢都非常年轻，记忆也比较好，所以我鼓励大家呢去背下一些经文。
The best way to memorize the Bible, I think, is to study it.
所以我认为最好的就是背圣经的方法呢，就是你去学习。
So let's suppose you wanted to memorize Psalm 139.
所以我们假设你要背下诗篇139。
If you read it, let's say you read it every day for 1 month.
所以，如果你去读，我们这样说呢，如果你每天都读1个月，
And then let's say for the next month, every day, you just study a little bit, words and phrases and things like that.
所以我们这样说呢，如果下1个月你开始去稍微学习一下，就像说呢，你去学习里面的词或者词组或者其他的一些意义。
I find in my own life that the more I expose myself to the Word of God, the more I learn the Word of God, the more I remember the Word of God.
其实，在我的人生中呢，我意识到，我越是去，就是说是探讨圣经的话呢，我就发现呢，我就能够学到更多的东西，然后呢，我就会背下更多的经文。
My wife grew up in a church where in Sunday school they memorized portions of the Bible.
对于我的太太，她在一个那个主日学里长大的时候呢，他们呢就是说是总是要背一下圣经的某一部分。
Most children, or many children, if they try to, they can memorize large portions of Scripture.
所以呢，大多数孩子呢，如果他们愿意的话呢，他们能够那个背下圣经的大部分章节。
I believe my wife was in a contest one time learning the book of John, the Gospel of John.
所以我记得呢，我的太太呢，她在一个竞赛中，他们那个竞赛呢是在学习那个约翰福音。
And she won the contest, and it was 1 week. At a Christian camp in the summer, all expenses paid.
所以呢，他呢就是赢得了那个竞赛，那个是呢在一个基督徒的一个营会里，是1个月，那个时候呢所有的那些吃住都包了。
It was a lot of hard work, and she really benefited from that. It was a great blessing for her.
因为这个里面呢，就是里面呢，他们呢，有很多的那样的工作，所以他呢就在里面呢学到了很多东西，也非常的受益。
So I recommend, I'm not going to tell you what to memorize, but perhaps you could find a portion of scripture that you really like and just begin reading it day after day after day until you learned it.
所以呢，我推荐大家呢，就是说是不管你是在圣经里的哪一部分你感兴趣的话呢，你总是要去背圣经的一些章节。就是说呢，如果你开始去背的话呢，你就会开始学到一些东西。
So Psalm 139 has 24 verses.
你诗篇139呢，有24节经文。
You may have a heading in your Bible that says it's a Psalm of David.
所以这个在你的圣经里呢，可能前面呢有一个抬头，说是大卫的诗。
David, the reference to David is to King David, the little shepherd boy that killed the giant.
你这个里面的这个大卫呢，就是他指的是大卫王，是一个小的牧羊男孩，杀过歌利亚的。
David, of course, was not king when he killed the giant, but later he was anointed as king of Israel.
所以当时呢，那个大卫王呢杀歌利亚的时候呢，他当然他不是王。那么说呢，稍后他被那个高为以色列的王。
David in the scriptures is called a man after God's own heart.
所以大卫王呢，在那个圣经里呢，被称之为合神心意的人。
That's a very good thing is for us to want to love the Lord and serve the Lord.
这就是说一个非常好的一件事情，对我们来说呢，我们想要爱主，服侍主的人来说。
We are not perfect, and neither was King David perfect.
我们不是完美的，那么说呢，大卫王他也不是完美的。
But David did love the Lord, and I think most of you, at least the ones I know, you love the Lord too.
但是大卫呢，他爱主，据我所知呢，你们中间呢，有些人呢也是爱主的。
Let me give you a few general thoughts about this psalm before we read it.
因为在我们读这个诗篇之前呢，我给大家讲一点那个就是总的那样的一个想法。
Someone has given a title to this psalm. They have called this psalm My God and Me.
也有些人呢，把这个诗篇呢，起了一个名字，它的名字叫呢《我的神和我
One of the reasons they have given it this title is that there are 36 references to God in this psalm and 48 references to the psalmist or to us, to me.
因为这个其中一个原因呢，他们起这样一个名字呢，是在这个诗篇里有36处提到了神，有48处提到了这个诗人，或者说我们。
Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about.
所以让我举个例子，跟大家说说我在说什么。
In the first verse, we read, O Lord.
因为我们在第一节里读到呢，耶和华啊，
That's one for God, one reference for God.
这是第一个提到神的。
Thou, that's another reference for God.
所以呢，就是说是另外一个也是讲到神的，就是说你也是另外一个提到神的。
O Lord, thou, that's two for God, has searched me, that's one for me, and known me. So in the first verse, two references for God, two references for me.
你这个里面呢讲到耶和华啊，你，所以这是2处提到了神，你已经监察我，认识我，所以在这个第一节里呢，有2处提到了神，2处提到了我。
So I'm reading this morning from the Authorized Version, the Old King James Bible.
今天早晨呢，他要读的是那个老的国王钦定版。
You may have in your New King James Bible the word you, O Lord, you, instead of thou.
因为你们有可能呢有这个新国王钦定版里面呢，它是用的是你，因为老的国王钦定版用的是 thou，这个新的是用的是 you。
So, there's no difference, it's just the languages have been updated.
你这个里面呢没有什么区别，只是说是那个语言更新了一下。
So if we were to look down through all 24 verses, again, there are 36 times God is mentioned and 48 times that I or the person, the psalmist, is mentioned.
这个呢，我们如果把这个诗篇的24节都读完的话呢，我们会发现呢，在里面有36处提到神，还有呢，就是说48处提到了我，就是这个诗人。
So it's not hard to understand why someone said this psalm is called My God and Me.
你这个呢就不难理解，有些人说呢，这个诗篇的名字应该叫《我的神和我》。
Just yesterday, one of my neighbors that we know was hospitalized very seriously.
也就像我知道的，我其中的一个邻居呢，他住院了，就是病得非常重。
Well, I found out yesterday, actually, he has been in the hospital over a week already.
因为昨天呢，我才发现呢，他在医院里已经住院了超过1个星期了。
And so I tried to call and could not reach them, but his wife texted me.
因为呢，我试图呢给他打电话，但是呢却打不通，但是他的太太呢就给我发了一个信息。
He is in severe pain.
因为他的疼痛非常的严重。
He has not eaten anything since he's been in the hospital over a week.
因为他自从他住院1个星期以来，他什么都没吃。
They are draining fluid off of his heart and lung area.
因为呢，他们其实呢，就是在那个洗他的那个，就是说是肺和那个心脏的那一部分。
So far, they have removed over 33 pounds of fluid.
因为到目前为止，他们已经呢抽出了33磅的液体。
And he maybe is getting a little bit better.
他也许呢稍微好了一点，
So I texted her back.
因为我跟他回短信。
And I said to her, I hope you, and Robert, her husband, I hope you can both say, the Lord is my shepherd.
所以我跟他说呢，我希望你和他，你的丈夫 Robert，他的丈夫名字叫 Robert，所以我希望你们2个人都会说呢，耶和华是我的牧者。
This is one of the most important truths in the Bible.
所以这是圣经里其中的最重要的真理之一。
To have a personal relationship with God.
所以呢，就和神有这样的个人的关系。
Salvation is when we understand how much God loves us.
救恩呢，是当我们理解神有多么的爱我们。
Salvation is when we understand that we are sinners and we have offended our God.
救恩呢，是我们意识到我们是罪人，我们冒犯了神。
Salvation is when we accept God's love and forgiveness.
所以救恩是当我们接受神的爱和赎罪。
And that is why God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, died on a cross.
这就是为什么神的爱子，我们的主耶稣基督，在十字架上为我们而死。
Just 2 days ago, I listened to a testimony of a Chinese man who had gotten saved.
就是几天之前呢，我听到一个呢中国人呢，他刚刚得救所做的见证。
He was raised and schooled his education all in China.
所以他的受教育就是在上学，都是在中国上的。
When he was just in grade, when he was just in grade school, he said he had a friend who asked him, do you know anything about eternal life?
因为他当他还在上学的时候呢，他说有一个人呢问他，就是说是你知不知道任何关于永生的事情呢？
And he said, No, I know nothing about eternal life, but I would like to know something about it.
他说我不知道任何关于永生的事情，但是呢，我愿意去知道一些关于永生的事情。
In his testimony, he said he was a seeker. He wanted to know what eternal life was.
所以在他的见证里，他说呢，他是一个慕道友，他愿意知道永生是什么。
And I forget how many years it was, but it was many years later that somebody said to him, if you want to know what eternal life is, you find the answer in the Bible.
因为这个我不记得有多少年了，可能是很多年以后呢，有些人呢就跟他说呢，如果你想知道永生是什么呢，你可以在圣经里找到。
He said he did not have a Bible. He had heard that there was a book called the Bible.
所以他当时说呢，他当时没有圣经，但是呢，他听到过有一本书叫圣经。
So eventually he met someone who had a Bible.
就最终呢，他碰到一个人，这个人呢，他有圣经。
And he asked that person, could I borrow that Bible?
他就问那个人说：“我能不能够借你的圣经？”
And the person said, No, I only have one Bible and I need it.
所以那个人说呢，不，我不能借给你，因为我只有一本圣经，我需要这本圣经。
And so the person said, I have some little booklets. Just little like gospel tracts or something like that, and I could give you some of them.
所以，但是那个人说呢，我有一些关于圣经的这样的、关于福音的这样的一些小册子，我可以把这些小册子给你。
And so he began reading some Christian material, but it wasn't the Bible, but it had portions of the Bible in it.
因为他开始呢，就是说学习一些关于基督徒的一些东西，但是这个里面呢，这个并不是圣经，但是有圣经的部分在里面。
After many years of reading and searching, he found out that eternal life was in Jesus Christ himself.
因为在很多年的学习和那个研究的过程中呢，他发现呢，就是说是永生是在我们的主耶稣基督里。
So, when we seek the Lord, if you're serious, if you really want to know, you can find Jesus Christ and you in the Bible, and you can find eternal life.
所以，如果你在寻求主，你是非常认真的话呢，你就会在圣经里发现，永生是在主耶稣基督里的。
My wife and I were talking this morning about our neighbors that live very close to us out in the country where we live.
因为我和我的太太今天上午呢，在谈论我们的邻居。这个邻居呢，离我们不远，就是说是在离跟我们住得非常近，就是在我们所住的这个农村的里面。
This is our, we've lived here 13 years now.
一直到现在为止，他们在那里已经住了13年。
And from the very beginning, we got to know our neighbors and share our testimony and share the Lord with our neighbors.
你刚开始呢，我们呢必须呢去认识一下我们的那些邻居呢，就是说我们也跟他们呢分享我们的见证，分享主耶稣。
There's 11 of our neighbors that we have been sharing the Lord with now for 13 years.
那这个里面呢，就是说是我们有11个邻居，在我们这里住在这里13年期间呢，我们向他们分享了我们的主。
We don't think that any of them are Christians yet.
所以我们不认为呢，他们中间任何一个人已经成为了基督徒。
Some of them are religious, and sometimes they go to church.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们是信宗教的，他们有时候呢也会去教会。
But I don't know if they have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior yet.
但是呢，我却不知道他们有没有接受主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
I don't think they are seeking for the Lord yet.
所以我不认为他们呢现在在寻求主。
Usually something has to happen in our life before we seek the Lord.
所以通常呢，有些事情呢，在我们寻求主之前呢，必须要发生。
Sometimes it might be a broken relationship or a marriage, a destroyed marriage.
你有时候呢，必须是一个，就是说关系的破裂，或者说婚姻的破裂。
And we become desperate and we might seek the Lord.
我们变得绝望了，所以呢，我们就愿意寻求主。
Sometimes it might be financial problems, and we have no answers, and we might seek the Lord.
你有时候呢，我们呢有那个财务的困境，那么说这个时候呢，我们找不到答案，这个时候呢，我们也愿意寻求主。
Now, sometimes it might be our physical health. We get very sick. Maybe we're about to die and we seek the Lord.
有时候呢，我们呢就是身体的健康的问题，我们病得非常的严重，我们可能快要死了。这个时候呢，我们也愿意寻求主。
Sometimes we become very aware of our heart, of sin in our life, and we are in despair. And we seek the Lord.
所以有时候呢，我们对我们自己的内心呢非常了解，非常对我们的罪呢非常清楚，我们变得绝望，所以我们也寻求主。
Usually, there is something that happens in our life that we realize we have a need and we seek the Lord.
通常呢是在我们人生里会发生一些事情，所以我们有这样的需要，我们意识到有这样需要呢，这个时候我们也寻求主。
The Bible says, if you seek, you shall find.
圣经说，如果你寻求，你就会找到。
I know a lot of people who are not Christians, but they are not seeking the Lord.
所以我认识很多人，他们不是基督徒，他们并没有寻求主。
They will not find the Lord because they are not seeking for the Lord.
因为他们呢，并没有寻求主，所以他们就找不到主。
So I wrote back to my neighbors and I said, I hope you can say the Lord is my shepherd.
因为我跟我那个邻居呢，回这个短信跟他们说呢，我希望你们可以说耶和华是我的牧者。
Jesus in the Bible is called the Good Shepherd.
所以耶稣在圣经里的耶稣被称之为好牧人。
And the Bible says the Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
圣经说呢，好牧人为他的羊舍命。
And so the great plan of salvation is that Jesus came to be our good shepherd, and the people that lived in his day killed him. They killed the good shepherd. They crucified him.
以这个救恩的这个伟大的计划呢，就是说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他来在主耶稣基督那个年代呢，他来作为好牧人，但是呢，他们却杀害了他。
Jesus died for the sheep, the sinful sheep.
所以主耶稣基督为羊群而死，为那些有罪的羊群而死。
And we are the sinful sheep, and the Bible says Christ died for our sins.
所以我们就是那群有罪的羊，圣经说呢，基督为我们的罪而死。
Death should be what we all experience because sin separates us from God.
所以死亡是我们每个人都要经历的，因为圣经说呢，罪让我们与神隔绝。
But Christ took our place, died in our place, so that we could have forgiveness of sin.
因为呢，圣经说呢，基督呢取代了我们的位置，就是担当了我们的罪，为我们而死，所以我们的罪呢可以得到赦免。
The Bible says that he was buried and that on the third day he rose from the dead.
圣经说呢，他被埋葬了，然后第三天他复活了。
And that is the good news that Christ died for us and rose again the third day.
这个呢，就是我们称之为福音，基督为我们而死，在第三天呢复活。
So I don't know, I know some of you are Christians. I don't know if all of you are Christians, but I know if you seek the Lord, you can find him.
因为我不知道呢，你们是不是都是基督徒？但是我却知道呢，你们中间有些人是基督徒，但是圣经说呢，如果你去寻求，你会找到主耶稣。
So in this psalm that we're going to read and study, it is telling us other things about God.
因为在这个诗篇呢，我们要读的、要学习的呢，是告诉我们关于神的其他的一些事情。
For instance, and I suggest you, if you can, you write these things down so you can remember them. The psalm is broken up into four parts.
所以举个例子呢，就是说是，如果呢，我鼓励大家，如果你做笔记，你把它写下来。实际上呢，这篇诗篇呢， 它分为四个部分。
I do not have a study Bible that I'm reading from today.
因为我并没有一，我今天的圣经并不是我经常学习的那本圣经。
But you may have a study Bible with some headings over certain verses.
你这个里面呢，就是说，你有可能呢，有一本那种学习参考圣经，在有些经文的前面呢，它有一个说明。
If you look at Psalm 139, you may see that it already is divided into four parts.
因为如果你有这样的圣经呢，当你看你的圣经时候呢，你会发现呢，也可能已经呢被划分为四部分了。
Let me share with you what these four parts are.
所以我跟大家分享一下这四部分是什么。
Each one of these four parts gives us some thoughts about the character of God. What is God like?
你这个四部分的每一部分呢，都给我们讲了一些神的本质，就是说神是什么样的。
You may have a reference says four attributes of God. That is four things that God is like. It's not everything, but these are four things that God is like.
因为你有可能看到一些呢，就是说是这些神呢喜欢的东西，并不是说是什么，就是说是你可以给神奉献给神，让神喜欢的这样的事情。
Okay, so first of all, I'll give you the verses that are in each part.
你首先呢，我要把这里面的讲几件事情，就是说每一部分。
For taking notes, you can write down verses 1 through 6 is the first part.
所以，如果你记笔记的话呢，你可以写下来，就是从第一节到第六节呢，是第一部分。
The second part is verses 7 through verse 12.
你第二部分呢，是第7节到第12节。
The third part is verse 13 through verse 18.
第三部分呢，是第13节到第18节。
And the fourth part is verse 19 through verse 24.
第四部分呢，是第19节到第24节。
So let's begin to look at the first part, the first six verses.
所以让我们开始呢，来看看，第一部分就是说是前六节经文。
Remember, these verses are going to tell us something about God.
要记住这些经文呢，要告诉我们关于神的一些事情。
So maybe Roy, we could get six people to read those six verses.
因为我们要先六个人来把第前面六节读一下。那么说呢，将读第一节，老王读第二节，艾琳读第三节，那么 Gavin 四节，老陈第五，王淼第六节。
Oh Lord, you have searched me and know me.
Verse 2. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off.
我心悟，我躺卧，我都体察，你眼看深知我一切所行的。
You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways.
Verse 4. For there is not a word on my tongue, but before Lord, you know it altogether.
Verse 5. You have aged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me.
Verse 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Very good reading. Thank you.
大家读得非常好，谢谢大家。
So, in these first six verses, there is an obvious thought or an obvious theme about God.
所以呢，在前面的六节经文里呢，就是一个非常的那个明显的思想，或者说是关于这样的神的一个主题。
Okay, Josh, I'm going to ask you, what is the general thought about God in those first six verses?
所以他要问老陈，就是说是老陈呢，在那个就是说是在前面的六节经文里面，关于神的一个总的思想是什么？
就说是神对人的完全的了解。
So, he said, God understood man completely.
Yes.That is correct. Thank you.
所以他是的，这是对的，谢谢你。
So in these verses, we are told that God knows everything about us.
所以在这些经文里，我们读到呢，神呢，他知道关于我们的一切事情。
If you think about it, God knows more about you than anybody else on earth.
如果你呢，就是说去想一下，神呢，比地球上的任何一个人都更了解你。
All of our friends or our relative, maybe our wife or our husband or our children,All they can know is what they see and what they hear.
所以我们所有的朋友们，包括呢我们的妻子、我们的孩子们，或者说我们的亲戚们，他们呢就是丈夫们，他们了解的呢都是从外观看到的我们的和听到我们的。
And God certainly knows as much.Is our family and our friends know about us?
所以神呢，肯定呢，比我们的朋友们、比我们的家人和我们的亲戚们呢，更了解我们。
In the last part of verse 2, God knows your thoughts.
在那个第二节里呢，最后一部分说呢，神呢，知道你们的意念。
It's almost funny, it's almost humorous when we read the Gospels. Sometimes the Lord Jesus reads the thoughts of people, but they didn't say anything.
这个里面呢，就是说是有时候呢，就是说是比较有趣，或者说呢很幽默。我们的主耶稣基督呢，他呢知道我们的每个想法。就算我们一句话都没说的时候
，Sometimes they would have questions in their mind. They never asked the questions, and the Lord Jesus answers the questions.
所以有时候呢，他们在他们的想法里呢有问题，但是这个问题呢，他们从来没有提出来，但是呢，主耶稣基督呢却回答了他的问题。
So there are four areas in these first six verses that God knows about us.
因为在这前面的六节经文里呢，有四个领域里神，我们的主耶稣基督呢，他了解我们。
He knows every thought before we think it.
他知道我们就是每一个意念在我们思想之前。
He knows every word before we say it.
他知道每一句话在我们还没说之前。
He knows every act or every action before we do it.
他呢知道每一个行动或者每一个动作在我们还没做之前。
He knows all of our history, everything that we have done.And everything that we're going to do.
他知道我们的整个历史，就是说是过去我们所做的事情和我们准备要去做的事情。
If you stop and think about that for a minute, it will do one of two things to your heart.
所以如果你停下来呢，就是说是思考一下，这个会在你的内心里呢，做一到两件事情。
That knowledge will either comfort you or it will terrify you.
你这种呢，就是知识呢，或者说安慰你，或者说呢，让你感到惊恐。
Think that somebody knows everything about you is almost unbelievable.
所以你去甚至想一下，有某个人呢知道你的一切事情，好像是难以想象的。
I think we can go so far to say.He knows more about you than you know about yourself.
所以到目前为止呢，我认为我们可以这么说，他了解你比你自己更了解自己。
And then, before we take our break, I want us to think about this. He still loves you.
然后呢，在我们呢就是茶歇之前呢，我要告诉你们，他仍然爱你们。
When you know everything about a person, you may or may not love them after you know it.
所以，当你了解一个人的每一件事情的时候呢，你有可能或者有可能不爱他这个人。
God knows everything, and He still loves us.
神呢，知道我们的一切，他仍然爱我们。
Okay, let's take a break, and I guess at about 11:30 your time, we will continue on in this song.
因为我们呢，就是说是来。先来查询一下，然后呢，他认为是我们这边时间大概一点钟，十一点钟我们会继续。
I'm going to ask Vic if he will close in prayer for us.
所以我们让老王给我们做一个结束的祷告。
谢您天上的父，赐给我们如此宁静和平安的时光，让我们。兄弟姊妹能够结合在一起来分享主对我们的爱，我们也感谢真的是兄弟以他睿智的解，以他睿智和对深已经深刻的理解来给我们解释这深奥的道理。我们在接下来的时间里，我们相信我们会得到一个更多的得着。我们一切感恩奉主耶稣基督之名，阿门。
阿门。
Amen. Okay.